USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Democrats want an apology from Georgia Senator David Perdue. The Republican was speaking at a Trump rally in Macon, Georgia, as he was speaking against a possible Democratic takeover of power when he mocked California Senator Kamala Harris's name.
The most insidious thing that Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are trying to perpetrate, and Bernie and Elizabeth and Kamala, I don't know. Whatever.
Harris is also the first woman of color to be on a major party's national ticket. She is of Black and Asian parentage. Perdue stands accused of sounding a racist dog whistle. He's up for re-election this year, and his Democratic challenger, John Ossoff, called him out on Twitter. He said, quote, "We are so much better than this." In a second tweet, Ossoff said Perdue never would have done that to a male colleague or a white colleague. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Employees at some tech giants, they're voters too, but where are they sending their money? USA Radio's Val Dior has a look at that.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. An analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in political action committee or PAC donations. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Jacinda Ardern and the liberal-leaning Labor Party are cruising to re-election in New Zealand. With most of the votes counted, Ardern is well on her way to a second term as prime minister and the Labor Party a clear majority in parliament. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A joint European and Japanese spacecraft just used the planet Venus as a space break. The details from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
This critical maneuver took place Wednesday night and now continues to its final destination, orbiting Mercury within the next 5 years. Jeremy Wilkes on Good Morning Europe maps out its course.
The problem is that you need an awful lot of fuel if you want to go there directly, and they want to have an awful lot of science instruments on board, so they go the most economical route possible. They go 7 billion kilometres, they go around Venus, they go around the Earth, they go 6 times around Mercury before they can break into position. The reason is that you basically need to slow down, watch out for the sun, which of course has a huge amount of gravity. You can kind of fall into the sun. I'm simplifying here, but really that's the complication that they face.
The spacecraft Bepi Colombo is 2 spacecraft in 1 and will separate once in Mercury's orbit. Johannes Bangkok from the European Space Agency tells Good Morning Europe some of the challenges they're facing.
One special thing about Mercury that it is a very fast rotating planet around the sun. And so on one hand we are braking against sun's gravity, but on the other hand we have to speed up our spacecraft that we fly together with Mercury. And when we are there, then we can put our 2 orbiters in the dedicated orbits to do their best for science.
The 2 spacecraft built in Europe and Japan will primarily survey the planet's geology, evolution, and magnetic field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.